HBO's John Oliver tells dejected audience don't stop resisting Trump, bring back annoying left-wing protests. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 18, 2025. HBO's Last Week Tonight host John Oliver urged his dejected viewers to fight back against President Donald Trump, advising them to bring back the annoying left-wing protests that Americans were subjected to during the early years of Trump's first term. Oliver then bizarrely claimed that the recent revelations of wasteful spending under USAID is mostly bullshit and spin. Remember those early protests at the airports over Trump's proposed travel ban? Oliver recalled during Sunday's episode of Last Week Tonight, reminiscing on what he referred to as annoying left-wing protests that had transpired at the beginning of President Trump's first term. As much as we roll our eyes at some of the resistance in Trump's first term, some of which was very annoying, that energy did make a real difference, Oliver added. The HBO host went on to cite a former prosecutor who recently wrote about how seeing those protests helped others like him who were fighting within the DOJ to rescind or limit the order. Watch below. Oliver then urged his viewers to try to get back to those early days, when the left seemed to have more energy in fighting against President Trump. Now is absolutely not the time to be looking away and saying, "This is what you fuckers voted for," and turning your backs. Especially when there are many good people doing important work out there who you can both join and support, Oliver declared. What's ahead of us is going to be exhausting, he added. The Last Week Tonight host also cited all those federal workers going through it right now, claiming they need support and solidarity. Elsewhere in his monologue, Oliver stated, if you listen to Trump's press secretary, you'd think that all we were doing with USAID money was complete nonsense. Before playing a clip of White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt pointing out wild and shocking examples of ways taxpayer dollars being spent under USAID. If that sounds like mostly bullshit and spin to you, it's because it is, the HBO host said, eliciting groans from his live audience members, which some might say suggests he missed the mark. Oliver then brought his soliloquy back to lighthearted, unsubstantial commentary, stating, but I will say a DEI musical in Ireland, a transgender opera in Colombia, and a transgender comic book in Peru all sound like her best guesses for what Emilia Perez is, receiving laughter from audience members this time. This is all bonkers, terrifying, and darkly absurd, Oliver said of the Trump administration, adding, it is worse than we thought, and we thought about it a lot. To put it mildly, things aren't looking great right now, Oliver added. But defeat is a self-fulfilling prophecy. As much as we roll our eyes at some of the resistance in Trump's first term, some of which was very annoying, that energy did make a real difference. Today's political left simply does not have the same energy or oomph that it had in 2016. The resistance is fading while a very straggling celebrities shout into the void. This comes after the landslide election victory of President Trump, which included him winning the popular vote in every swing state, in addition to the Electoral College. A message from the American people that they are vying to see the woke era finally come to an end. Other entities appear to have gotten the memo, with Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg terminating his company's DEI programs and scrapping his third-party fact-check system, while Playboy returns to its roots after going through a failed woke rebrand that included pop star Lizzo on a centerfold, a transgender playmate, and a ban on nudity, among other recent examples. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.